Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Susan, and welcome to Unity Center for Positive Living. We are going to start with the daily word, and today's word is alive. Divine life flows through me. Sometimes when life seems filled with obligations and routine, I may feel as though I am merely existing, moving from one task to the next without sparkle or energy. Today, I remind myself I am alive, vitally, radiantly, joyfully alive. My life is what I choose to make it. Through my positive attitude and understanding myself as a spiritual being, I realize there is so much more to life than the things I must attend to. I will continue to maintain my daily life and respond to the things that need my attention. But now I will meet life with the energy and verve of divine life, which is flowing through me and animating me no matter what I am doing. I affirm, I am a divine being, wondrously and magnificently alive. Amen. And from Luke 20:38, now he is God, not of the dead, but of the living, for to him all of them are alive. And we will begin with Surely the Presence, led by Dallas and Linda, and we will sing this two times. Together. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe, my life, God the good. Our welcoming song today is entitled Unwritten. This is, hang on, Terry. We got you well trained. This is not a sing-along song so much, so we will remain seated, and when it's finished, we will stand up and greet each other. So,
but you know, it is so full of rhythm, you might be impelled to get up.
Oh, okay. Well then.
You know, take off your shoes. And
all right. So whatever works for you. And you can even jump up in the middle of it. So let's go.
Dirty window, sun illumined. wide open. Today is where your book begins. Book pages still unwritten.
Hi, Joanne. Hi, Michael. Hi, Isaac.
Is it just me?
Oh, hi. So nice to see you.
Hi. Whoa. Are we doing two?
Okay.
Florida.
All right. Yes. Okay.
Oh, good morning.
I'm going. Okay. All right. I'm going to get over here.
Oh, I just set an alarm. I told you last time. I just set an alarm. I'm going to find out. Oh, yeah. No.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Well, how are you?
There. Now I'm in hugging range.
Hello.
Great. Oh, Joanne's home. Is she home yet?
June 29.
Looks like it. Well, actually, she's
home. I haven't been that lady in the retro room. So far. Well, I think her sister was supposed to. I don't know.
Hello. She always wants to say, see you later. You should tell people smell you later.
And, church. Do you run?
Be sure and say hi to the camera. Say hi to the folks at home.
Say hi to Joanne. And the burgers.
Hello. 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 When did you get home? You don't even know. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Who's you?
Dancing your way back here. Thank you.
Good, you?
Michael, nice to meet you. I'm Cindy.
I don't. This is Dave.
Oh, Dave over there.
All right, it's time for our gratitude check. So if any of you had any fabulous thing happen during the last week that you are thankful for, you could share that with us. And here's the fun challenge in one sentence.
Go ahead. No, you tell them. Okay. John's getting his new glasses in 2 weeks, and he'll be able to see like a champ.
Yay!
Bravo.
I'm grateful for this song that you just sang because I have a book in my hand that needs to be written.
Yay! That's great.
I'm so grateful for these cool nights.
And then waking up again in the morning.
I could only say those things.
I did suffer for you.
I am grateful for finally learning just to trust God. Ooh. I mean, seems like it's taken a long time. And I'm grateful for that.
Me too. I'm thankful for our ongoing upgrading of all of our tech stuff, and you'll see that we have some lapel mics today that we haven't had before this day.
One sentence.
Oh!
You're right. Can you turn the zoomers on for a moment?
Direction. Okay.
Well, we have lots to do.
All right.
Is there somebody
else to
come?
Thank you.
They've been unplugged.
Oh, all right. Okay, sorry for breaking the rules. Okay, and anyone else? All right, then it's time for announcements. This afternoon from 3 to 4:30.
Okay.
Circle America, our book and film group meets, and we are discussing the movie Origin from last year. The information about that is on our website and in email that you have received, so please join us. And if you haven't had a chance to see the movie, the discussion is always still good, and you can go back and see it afterwards. So.
There are clips that will be shown during the discussion, so.
Correct. Yeah. Everybody's welcome. Are there any other announcements? Okay. Then let's say our unity statement together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Our song of joy today is Yes to Life, and we should probably stand up, right? Yeah?
I think that would be a really good idea.
Yeah. So, let's do that.
I'm saying yeah.
Or did you have an announcement?
No, we can't do announcements.
Well, it's time for our reading, and today the reading will be given by Sherry.
Good morning.
Okay. The reading today is from the book, How to Stay Centered No Matter What. And it's going to be The Power of Understanding by Reverend Evan Wilkins, and a prayer by that Reverend Sheila McKeithen. All right. With spiritual understanding, I know everything is unfolding for my highest good. Understanding seems so simple. For instance, I either understand that 2 + 2 = 4, or I don't. We understand the sky is blue and that we need oxygen to survive, right? Yes and no. While this makes sense in the physical world, it may not always be so cut and dried in the spiritual realm. Understanding sometimes requires us to have faith and know that our highest good is unfolding despite what we may experience with our physical senses. It's trusting the light will once again be found, even in what may appear to be the darkest of tunnels. Growing up, I remember hearing the infamous words, "Life isn't meant to be fair." As an adult, I realize that statement isn't at all accurate. Life is instead more of an understanding. It is more of a knowing that all is unfolding for our highest good. My first career often left me drained. Working a corporate job had me staring at my cubicle walls, wondering how quickly the day would end. I'd stare out the window, wishing I were somewhere, anywhere other than there. It wasn't my idea of fun, and I somehow always knew it wasn't where I was meant to spend my time. I often felt frustrated because my attempts to leave the corporate world never seemed to quite work out. I remember praying a great deal, but it seemed as if those prayers were just meaningless thoughts, feelings, and words because nothing appeared to be changing. I remember discussing my frustrations with my mother, who reminded me of Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. I had no idea my prayers, despite physical appearances, were being answered beyond anything I could begin to imagine. Fast forward a few years, and it all began to unfold in an amazing, beautiful way. Spirit guided me to unity. What feelings of zeal, joy, and enthusiasm I felt the first time I walked through those doors. I began to understand that what others meant when they used the expression coming home. I began to feel Spirit as guiding me to something much greater than I had ever imagined. I wasn't sure how at the time, but I knew that unity was going to play a very large role in my life. That verse in Proverbs 3:5 came back into my mind. And I knew deep in the core of my being that somehow I needed to trust and to know. I needed to lean not onto my own understanding. That was almost 10 years ago. And here I am sitting in my very own church office. I was ordained a Unity minister in June 2019, and now I'm the senior minister at Unity of Madison in Wisconsin. I didn't understand for a long time why it seemed Spirit was ignoring my prayers, but looking at it, I wasn't yet ready for the Spirit, what the Spirit had in mind. I had to learn to expand and grow. I had to walk a spiritual path I would not have been ready for when I first decided I didn't want to remain in corporate America. The corporate world and those gray cubicle walls are now behind me, and I am able to remember them fondly with love and gratitude. I didn't know it at the time, but they were as much a part of my higher good as unity would one day become. If not for that experience, I likely would not be here where I am today. You see, spiritual understanding isn't always the same as understanding that the sky is blue or 2 + 2 = 4. It's knowing and trusting that your highest good is unfolding despite outer circumstances. It's knowing and trusting that the path before you will lead you to a destination far more beautiful than you ever dared to imagine. And then the prayer of understanding. In this moment, I understand there is a divine flow to my life. At all times, God is with me. I am never alone, even when I feel lonely. My understanding empowers me to believe in myself and my desires
no matter what. When my desires are ripe, they bear fruit in abundance and beyond my wildest imaginations. This is why delays do not scare me and fear does not stop me. In the silence of prayer, understanding reveals that my own comes to me in divine ways that are blessing to me and to others always.
Thank you, Sherry. Our meditation song is A Roaring of Noiseless Calm.
Thank you.
Well, please join us in our affirmations. I am a joyous being of light. I am the love of God in expression. I am grateful for all that I am. I am one with the abundant nature of the universe. I am healthy,
active, whole,
and happy. I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and in the perfect way. And today, on the fourth Sunday, we will say our prayer, followed by Alleluia. Mother, Father, Principal, Spirit Divine, who dwells in all, we are grateful for your infinite blessings. As we align with divine will to co-create heaven on earth, you fulfill all our needs. We embrace all of life, knowing you also embrace all of life. We know you are always present. Your love, power, and presence are right here, right now, and always, and so it is. Each Sunday of the month, and today we will be welcoming Reverend Michael Brooks. Reverend Michael has been an ordained Unity minister for the last 19 years in Iowa and Arizona and Washington. He currently lives in Tacoma and serves with his wife, Reverend Megan Smith Brooks, in an approved alternate ministry called Unity Awakening Ways. And here's a fun fact for you animal lovers. Reverend Michael is a certified senior dog trainer, mentor, and an AKC evaluator. Yeah. So today the title of his talk is What on Earth Are You Doing? And I'll just stop there. I was having fun this morning thinking, well, I said I'd stop there. You know? It all depends on your inflection, right? And your emotions. And it could mean a lot. So we're going to find out what he has in mind.
All right. Want to make sure everybody got to see me from back there? Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right, my name is Reverend Michael Brooks, and I wanted to start by telling you a little story that may or may not be true. Yeah. You see, once upon a time, there was this young man who wanted to develop his spiritual life. And he became very, very intrigued with all the spiritual foundations that he found in different religious sectors, and he decided to join a monastery. And so, he went off to follow his path. When he got to the monastery, he found out that they were only allowed to say two words every 5 years. because they took this vow of silence. So every 5 years, our friend, the novitiate, got a chance to say something to the head monk. We got it?
We're not. Okay.
Let's see what we got. Testing. How does that feel? Any better? Does it sound better to me? No? All right. Well, there's always something, right? Yeah.
Elders, Jack?
One of our ways to move through these difficult times.
Now we hear you.
All right. So where were we? Oh yeah, we've got this young man who's going into the monastery to serve his desire to find out more about his spirituality. And when he gets there, he finds out that he takes a vow of silence. He can only speak 2 words every 5 years. So our friend makes it through the first 5 years, and he goes to the abbot, the head monk, and the abbot says, "Yes, my son, what do you have to say?" And the young man says, "Food cold." And the abbot says, "I hear you, my son. Be on your way." 5 years later, now he's 10 years into it, he gets to say 2 more words to the abbot. And he comes in front of the abbot and he says to the abbot, "Bed hard." He says, "I hear you, my son. Please go on your way." Now, after 15 years, he finally comes to the abbot with 2 more words. And the words are, "I quit." To which the abbot said, "Well, that doesn't surprise me any. All you've done since you've got here is complain." Okay. All right. So my talk title today is, "What on earth are you doing? What are we doing here on earth? What brings us here? What's our motive? What's our purpose?" And so we find out that we have this desire to follow a path that seems to grow within us, to follow this way. Why I make this claim. The first, I want to share with you a concept that you may have heard of before called spiral dynamics. Anybody? Spiral dynamics? Oh, good, it'll be new for you. Then I want to also add to that a concept of understanding called an R7 meme. Have you heard of that? R7?
Okay.
Let's take a look at in the beginning, at this idea of spiral dynamics. Several and decided they would follow the path of humanity from its very origins, when human beings started to think for themselves or become aware or awaken for the very first time. They followed this back to about 100,000 years ago. And this is what they deemed the beige mean. And all we did as human beings back then was do everything in our power to survive. We didn't know anything about God or spirituality or science or nature. We only knew that we needed to feed ourselves, stay safe, procreate, and that's it. We were hunter-gatherers back then, living in caves and huts, maybe. We had very little information about anything else. So then, about 50,000 years ago, man evolved. Not only physically, but mentally, and maybe even a little spiritually, because the concept of this purple meme became magical. Something happened every day in our lives that we recognized. There was this yellow ball that came up every morning over the horizon on the east, and it brought light into our world and warmth and a feeling of safety. Maybe it came from an idea of something supernatural, a power greater than ourselves. Maybe it was God. And that's where people started to worship the sun, in the very beginning. And then, years after that, 10,000 years ago, we looked at a different meme again, a red meme. And the red meme brought us to a place whereas, as human beings, we started to become tribal, and it was us against them. Now, you notice that you still might have some of these inclinations in yourself today. We still want to provide for ourselves. We still want to gather and live safely. We still want to procreate the species. But we reach back 100,000 years to find the beginnings of that, and we still carry it with us today. Some call it the reptilian brain. The fight or flight or freeze, those kinds of thinking, we still have them within us today. And so it's no wonder we haven't evolved completely out of it, because the spiral in the spiral dynamic of our own evolution brings us to a different place. There's a blue meme, which is where the religions of the world started to take place, you know, long about the days of Confucius and the Buddha, Lao Tzu from the East, and then later on, Jesus. It's all still coming forward, and now we still have great speakers and leaders and spiritual advisors, guys like Eckhart Tolle, Michael Springer, people who want to lead us into a new path of thinking, but we still have some of that old thinking from the earlier memes that come into our consciousness, don't we? So my idea of what the heck are we doing, lighten that up a little bit. We still need to stay alive. We still need to propagate the species. We still need some teachers like the Buddha, like Jesus, like Tolle, like Springer. And we move up, we move, and we continue to evolve. So my advice about these things is, don't be surprised when you fall back into this realm of reptilian brain, because it's still part of who we are. So you give yourself a little permission to go beyond that, to go farther down the road from that. So interestingly enough, about 15, 20 years ago now, I ran across this idea of something that lives inside of the very core of who we are, the DNA helix. The scientific thing that they called R7 variant. It's a variant that about 20% of us as human beings have within us. And these 20% of the people have this desire, this will, this real movement toward the risky. This concept of maybe an addictive personality, ADHD, the taking a chance, being a little promiscuous, comes encapsulated in this R7 gene.
There's something about science that is coming faster and faster toward the understanding of the evolution that we have beyond the physical. It can be in our mental advancement and our spiritual advancement. That's why 100 years ago or more, when the change of the 100-year cycle comes about, many of us found a different way to see God. Those of you who are sitting here today, I would bet see God differently than some of your neighbors, friends, and relatives. Would you say? Maybe that R7 genome is within you. Maybe when you go back into the spiral dynamics of things, you can see how it feels different to be who you are, a little different than those who maybe you were brought up with. Maybe you weren't the same middle of the road person that some of your friends were. Maybe you were on the edge. You know what they say. If you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much room. Okay, so in this seven-arm meme, I want you to put that information aside for just a minute, because I want to talk about how we evolve spiritually, because that is what on earth we're doing. We are evolving spiritually, because we pretty much evolved physically to a place of we've looked at the same for a few thousand years now, and mentally we've started to uncover things that we never thought we would uncover before. We're building things that we've never thought we might build before, but now we're seeing the divine differently than we've ever seen it before. Now, not for you, you guys have already got this, but some of the people out there who are in the world are not quite ready for this, right? So we have to be gentle, and we have to be kind, not only with ourselves, but with those who we disagree with, those who don't look like us, those who don't think the way we think or vote the way we vote. Can we find it in our hearts and in our minds to want what's good for us to be good for them? So that's how the meme for me grows higher. Let's see if we can burn something down here. I'll just throw that on the floor. So the this seven-arm meme is something to be considered. This spiral dynamics is something to be considered. But where I'm going to today is beyond those two things. So, spiritual evolution. How do we evolve spiritually? Here's the interesting point. When we're in spiritual evolution, we have some control over how we evolve. Now, if we just sit back and do nothing, we're going to evolve just like we did from the beige meme to the red meme to the blue meme to the orange meme to the green meme. And now we're heading into the yellow meme. This is the meme where we become connected with the idea of God. We talked about this a lot. We're all one. We were talking about that earlier. We're all part of the same expression, yet individualized, as Fillmore put it, as God. We are individualized expressions of God. Now, 100 years ago, that would have got you hung or burned or whatever. And today, it gets you scratching your head, thinking, what does that mean? What does it mean that I'm an individualized expression of God? That's what Fillmore said, that I am one with the one. That you and I are not only humans together, but we're brothers and sisters in spirit. What does that mean for us today? What on earth are we doing with that? How can we advance the evolution of our spirituality? You know, you had mentioned earlier that my beloved and I, we co-created this Awakening Ways called Unity Awakening Ways. And part of it is designed to find out how it is that we awaken. What path do we take to awaken? And I would venture to tell you that spirit doesn't care. Spirit doesn't love you. Spirit is love in you. Spirit is love through you. You can bask in the spirit of love anytime you want. Anytime you allow your ego to step aside and become this concept of oneness. We are one with the one. Where would you like to go? How fast would you like to get there? What on earth are we doing? We are here to acknowledge this idea of the divine within and acknowledge that same idea of the divine within everyone and every person and everything we meet. Jesus said something like this: even if you didn't recognize it, the rocks and stones would begin to sing the concept of spirit and love. So when someone says, God loves you, smile and understand that they may or may not understand the whole equation. When someone is being mean or hateful towards someone else, smile and recognize that they just haven't grown up yet. They don't even understand it. Did you ever have a child or a grandchild say something like, Mommy, I hate you? Do they mean that? Of course not. They just don't understand it. So treat those people that think differently than you as if they just aren't understanding the same thing you are at that time. Not that what you understand is any better or any worse, it's just different. Again, we're all headed toward the same place. We're going back to the center. We're going back to the spirit. We're going back to the oneness. And so when we get that idea, when you're out there in your life, people ask you, maybe say to you, what is it about you that's so calming, so soothing, so easy to be with? That's the spirit moving through you. We don't take the responsibility. We don't take the praise or the blame. All we do is show who we are, what we are. So as the spirit moves through you this day, and it does, we get to direct and decide which way we want it to go. That's free will. How will I direct that which is already moving through me today? You cannot be separate from that which you are. You are spirit and expression. Before you have a body, before you have thoughts, before you have ideas, behind all of that, sitting in the back, observing it all, is the spirit that you truly are. Amen?
Amen.
That sounds like a good time to close. So there's supposed to be a little time for a little meditation here.
Yep.
Okay. So are any of you familiar with Shanti's song, I Am That I Am? Yes?
Yes.
Good. Sing it with me. Ready? Find a nice, comfortable place. Give yourself a nice, deep cleansing breath. If it feels good, close your eyes. I am that I am, has sent me to this now moment. Here I am. I am that I am, has sent me to this now moment. Here I am to be the voice and to be the heart through which heaven is made known on earth. To be the voice and to be the heart through which heaven is made known on earth. Let's do that again. I am that I am, has sent me to this now moment. Here I am. I am that I am, has sent me to this now moment. Here I am to be the voice and to be the heart through which heaven is made known on earth. To be the voice and to be the heart through which heaven is known on earth. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am. Let's sit down for just a few moments in the silence. May the light of the Christ surround you, protect you, and guide you. May only good come to you and good come from you. As we move through this path we call life, blessing each thing as we are blessed by each thing. And so it is.
So it is.
Thank you so much, Reverend Michael. That was wonderful. And it's time now for our healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, you can speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our church have requested that we send out healing prayers and energy to all people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters. The members of our community who struggle to meet basic human needs. Those we have lit candles for, and those you can mention now.
Fred Schubel.
Sophie and Kai.
Cheryl. You know, folks, Joanne Cobbs is at home. She has asked for us to pray for her. She sent a little picture. She fell last week and fractured her hip. And it has a pin in her hip and things like that, so she's at home. If you can visualize that hip healed and well, she would really appreciate that. And let's not forget John Clark.
Yes, and we're grateful for John's upcoming improved eyesight. And Hallie. And Chris, Johnny's son. And our healing prayer. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And now it's our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be the spirit of generosity by giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of our spiritual community. Let's say our offering prayer together as we hold our offering in our hands and hearts. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Let's say our blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly, and so it is. And together, let's say the prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. It's time for our peace song, so let's stand and form a circle, join our hands in preparation for the song of peace. And while you're moving, let's express our gratitude to those who made our service possible today. Our speaker, Reverend Michael, Dallas and Linda for the music, Sherry for the reading, Johnny for the great slides, Tom for the tech stuff, and all of you for being here. And our speaker next week is Dr. Daria Funches, and please join us downstairs, of course.
Okay, Dale.